EY News via remote. I'm Charles C.Q. Brown Jr. has taken over as the United States Air Force Chief of Staff, becoming the first Black military chief. The first Black chief of a military service branch in U.S. history. Brown called the day historic and said it's a moment he does not take lightly. He spoke at a ceremony at a military base outside Washington, D.C. He thanked African-American airmen who served before him and for inspiring him, as well as other military service members like the first Black military aviators known as the Tuskegee Airmen. Brown served just before this as commander of U.S. Pacific Air Forces, responsible for the branch's activities in the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command Center. He's also had top command responsibilities in the Middle East and is an F-16 fighter jet pilot. Facebook and Twitter have acted against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Meantime, Reuters reports that Facebook has objected to a world court request from Gambia to release posts and communications by members of Myanmar's military police. Gambia has accused Myanmar of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. The case before the United Nations International Court of Justice, or World Court, in The Hague, accuses Myanmar of violating the 1948 UN Convention on Genocide. Myanmar authorities say they were battling an insurgency and deny the charges. Human rights investigators, though, say Facebook played a key role in spreading hate speech that fueled the violence. On Thursday, a Facebook spokesperson said the company stands against hate and violence, including in Myanmar. This is VOA News. An alpine resort in northeastern Italy was on high alert Thursday, and dozens of people were evacuated over fears a huge chunk of mountain glacier could break away because of sudden high temperatures. The hovering block of glacial ice within the Mont Blanc Massif is estimated at about 500,000 cubic meters, said Valerio Segor, director of a natural risk management service in the region. He called it equivalent in size to Milan's cathedral or to a soccer field with 80 meters of ice on it. A Moscow court on Thursday sentenced three young activists to long jail terms for plotting to overthrow President Vladimir Putin in a case that has sparked protests and allegations of police overreach. The group's supporters say the case was fabricated by the SFB security service and that agents infiltrated the group and financed operations. Rights groups are calling the three political prisoners. A judge in a Moscow court sentenced the 27-year-old activist to 7 years in a penal colony. The 34-year-old got 6.5 years and a 22-year-old to 6 years for creating an extremist group. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's ruling party on Thursday took an early lead in vote counting after a parliamentary election that he hopes will clear the way for constitutional changes to make the presidency more powerful. Close to 70% of eligible Sri Lankans voted in Wednesday's election to the 225-member parliament, shrugging off their fears of the coronavirus. Counting of votes began early on Thursday, and the final tally is expected by midnight. If he wins, Rajapaksa hopes to install his older brother, Mahinda, also a former president, as the next prime minister. The brothers are best known for crushing the Tamil Tiger rebels fighting for a separate homeland for minority Tamils during the elder Rajapaksa's presidency in 2009. And another 1.2 million unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last week, the government's Labor Department reported Thursday, as the unabated coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the American economy. It was the 20th straight week that more than a million people sought government assistance as the virus unrelentingly attacks communities large and small and throughout the country, forcing employers to shut down their businesses or curtail their operations and lay off workers. But last week's claims total was an improvement, 249,000 fewer workers seeking aid than the previous week, perhaps because a four-month boost in federal aid to the unemployed has, at least for the moment, ended. For more on these and other stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.